counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, here we go. Another week, another countdown. Hope you're doing well. See, I got that down pat now. I don't ask how they're doing. I say that I hope they're doing well. Although I realized last time I went on a big tangent about how I thought...
Like right now?
Yeah. So I hope you are doing well. And we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and he's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at that fine website, which is again earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We're about to bring you selections from the top 20. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
Oodles. Right, oodles. I like that word. I'm going to find oodles of things there. You can find us online a few ways too. Earshot20@gmail.com. It's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. We are rounding up. We are closing out our Sappy Fest coverage. I don't really know. Would rounding up have worked there? I don't know. We are...
Yeah. Not really, but no one would have questioned you on it. It's just you and me here.
That's true. We are...
You can get away with anything, really, as long as it's not inappropriate.
Oh, I better go then. We are closing out our Sappy Fest coverage this week with an interview partner. Our partner in Sackville has given us a partner interview.
Yeah, they're a new group out of Sackville, and we'll have an opportunity to hear from them as well as a live performance from them. And if you're wondering if you won our Sappy Fest coverage, you should go check out your Facebook because we'll have sent you a message. And if you're wondering who won, if you don't have a message from us, you can check it out on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, for sure. So congratulations to you,
whomever.
Winner. You, insert winner name here.
And we'll let you know the name of the winner next week.
Yeah. And speaking of contests, just before we get into it, I'm really excited that we could potentially be having a contest coming up with Pop Montreal. Ooh.
Yeah, we're working on some more festival coverage. And if you're a festival out there that is interested in partnering with us here at the Earshot 20, it's a pretty fun thing for us to do. We get to do some great interviews and find different ways to partner with music events happening out in the world. So get in touch.
Yeah, call Brian. 648-5667. Give him a call right now. He's waiting. All right, we've got 20 songs to bring you in the next 2 hours of the program. The first 10 of the top 20 in this hour of the program. Before we get into that, though, see if there's any shakeups on the charts. Brian's got the scoop for you.
Yeah, so Hot Chip goes from number 20 to number 21. They were back into the show last week. The Acorn from number 10 down to number 23. A Tribe Called Red go from number 18 down to number 25. But we have another debut this week, as well as new record and a couple of returns. So lots of awesome new stuff to bring you this week, as always.
I'm glowing right now because you didn't say anything about me
just
calling
ignored
it the
scoop. You. All right. Weren't here last week.
Oh, no, I wasn't. And you didn't call it the scoop, did you?
Of course not. That's terrible.
Oh, that's too good. All right, let's get it started.
Next time, I'll just walk out. I'm not encouraging that.
I like
it's
it.
Awful.
It's so much fun. All right, we'll get it started. We'll start with number 20 and make our way up from there.
All right, at number 20, all the way back up from number 47, you thought that maybe they were almost about to disappear from the charts altogether. It's a new one from Purity Ring. Their latest is called Another Eternity. We're going to hear a track from them called Flood on the Floor. Leon Bridges' record debuted on the charts 2 weeks ago, and last week it was at number 24. It's now at number 19. The new soul record is called Coming Home, and you're going to hear a track called Flowers. And Buffy St. Marie, as we learned last week, her new 1. Power in the Blood is on the Polaris shortlist, and it drops one spot this week, and you're going to hear the track Love Charms.
I didn't know where you were going with that. As we heard last week, I was like, oh, what did we hear last week? But now I remember I wasn't here.
No, so, you don't know.
Yeah, the shortlist is out. I know, but it's, I don't know who's on it. I haven't looked yet. So I know Buffy St. Marie.
Find out, or you could go listen to last week's episode of the Earshot 20 where Steven gives you the whole thing.
I'm going to do that right now while you listen to this. This week, Purity Ring, your number 20. This week, Flood on the Floor is the name of the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
She lost a voice down by the river, screaming for courage to take oceans under. Forget. Always keeping you.
Rest in the sun, eternity, baby. Rest in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? Making plans for tomorrow, even though you don't know your fate. Die. hold that faith. Sink your feet into a concrete foundation. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hill, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rests in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come? I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hill, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rests in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come, baby?
Shot 20. Number 18.
Yeah.
dropping one spot to number 18 this week. That was Buffy St. Marie from the record Power in the Blood. You heard Love Charms at number 19. Up from number 24, Leon Bridges from Coming Home. You heard Flowers, and we kicked it off with a track called Flood on the Floor by Pyrdring from the album Another Eternity at number 20, up from number 47.
We'll continue the countdown in just a few minutes, but we're going to head to the phone line, as we do every week, and catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor at Exclaim and brings us great music news every single week, and no shortage of that this week. Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
It's interesting to see what's been happening over the past little while with a lot of media attention towards the treatment of black people in the media, and Nicki Minaj is slamming white media after a spat she had with Taylor Swift on Twitter.
Yeah, so on July 21st, MTV revealed the nominees for this year's edition of the Video Music Awards, and unsurprisingly, Taylor Swift garnered a leading 9 nominations. Nicki Minaj was less than pleased with her acknowledgments in the Best Female Video and Best Hip-Hop Video, and made it clear on Twitter that she felt that her Anaconda clip deserved a spot on the list for Video of the Year, for which it was overlooked. She tweeted, "If I was a different kind of artist, Anaconda would be nominated for Best Choreo and Vid of the Year as well." She went on a bit of a tweet spree expressing that it was on Ellen, that it was ubiquitous when it came out. She wrapped it up by saying, quote, "When the other girls drop a video that breaks records and impacts culture, they get that nomination. If your video celebrates women with very slim bodies, you'll be nominated for Vid of the Year." Which, of course, sounds like a bit of a subtweet aimed at Taylor Swift, who is herself slim-bodied. What ended up happening is that Taylor Swift responded to her and said, "I've done nothing but love and support you. It's unlike you to pit women against each other. Maybe one of the men took your slot." And to which Nicki Minaj replied that, you, quote, "must not be reading my tweets. Didn't say a word about you. I love you just as much, but you should speak on this." So the media is making something of this. What is interesting is the way Nicki Minaj was talking about sort of an ongoing trouble in the industry, and Taylor Swift is talking about this specific instance. I mean, it's hardly arguable that Nicki Minaj was talking about Swift, but people are now talking about Taylor Swift's response and how it seems sort of blind to the fact that Nicki Minaj is talking about bigger things and bigger problems in the industry than just this one problem. People are writing pieces about it. People are taking sides. So I would encourage anyone who cares and is interested to look up sort of responses, a couple of very informed written responses online, as well as some less informed ones. So be media literate. Read about what's going on here. It's some interesting stuff, and certainly stuff that's worthy of deeper exploration.
And these issues aren't new. I'm pretty sure we talked about a few weeks ago about some issues with Kanye West, and he was coming out also about how the media kind of focuses on black artists compared to white artists, and nominations for shows and awards and stuff like that. So this isn't new to the industry.
Yeah, and in this case, I mean, the main criticism that's being lobbed at Taylor Swift is that she's felt the need to come at Nicki Minaj for speaking on behalf of black female entertainers in general in defense of this one occasion of it. It seems maybe just a little short-sighted and a little bit reductivist, so there is that.
All right, well, we'll see what happens with it, and sometimes I always find it funny because I feel like celebrities have a hard time letting things die sometimes, so maybe they'll keep it going for a while.
And so does the media, so we'll see.
All right, well, we'll move on and chat a little bit about A Tribe Called Red. They've got a tour of First Nation reserves coming up.
Yeah, some very cool stuff. While A Tribe Called Red already had a schedule, including various festival dates, they've announced a new batch of tour dates, many of which are in Ontario, but there are a bunch across Canada. Tribe Called Red will be making free appearances at a bunch of First Nations reserves in Ontario. They'll also be providing youth-oriented workshops at the reserves on this tour. The shows are presented with help from the Ontario Arts Council, and a press release explains that, quote, "The goal is to present top-quality shows directly on reserve by partnering with communities and bringing a mobile stage and lighting on site." You can see the full schedule at exclaim.ca. They have a few dates before that tour in Manitoba, in Quebec, and in Toronto at Nathan Phillips Square for the Pan Am Games. But a lot coming up. Oh, they'll also play Rifflandia in Victoria, BC later this year. But coming up, a bunch of shows in Moose Factory, Ontario, Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Manitoulin Island, North Bay. So very cool, very community-focused, and very important.
Yeah, it's great of them to do that and to bring that in. And you said it was free?
It is free. Those shows are, yes.
Awesome. All right, we've got one more story before we get back to the charts, and that is some details about Wave's new album. And I'm not sure if it's V or 5. It's got the V on the cover.
I'm not sure, to be honest, but it's good news for me and for anyone who's a fan of Wave's. The band leader Nathan Williams was recently in a feud with Warner Brothers Records over the release of his impending V LP. But it's apparently been solved as an official street date was revealed on July 20th. Wave's latest long player will officially hit stores on October 2nd, and like I said, it is called V or 5. The album cover has a small V on it. Looks like a tarot card. I'm not exactly sure. But Wave's Nathan Williams used his Twitter account to deliver the good news, posting a pre-order link to the digital edition through iTunes, as well as a link to the Wave's web store for CD and LP pre-orders. The album will, of course, arrive via his Ghost Ramp imprint, as well as Warner Brothers. Track listing for the album and, like I said, the artwork are available at exclaim.ca, where you can also read our review of No Life For Me, his recent collaborative LP with Cloud Nothings. So lots coming out of the Waves camp this year, and lots to look forward to. He will be on tour, stopping in Toronto and, I believe, Montreal. So lots to look forward to.
Fun stuff. All right, well, we will look forward to that album on the charts. Hopefully we'll hear from it. We're going to get back to the charts now, speaking of, and we'll catch up with you, Stephen, in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Was, Is, and Is to come from Faith Healer at number 17, down from number 14 is her new album, Cosmic Troubles. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
What you like, what I like, why can't we both be right? Attacking, defending, until there's nothing left worth winning. Your pride and my pride, don't waste my time. No relief.
That was Don't Wanna Fight by Alabama Shakes. Sitting Still at number 16 is the album Sound and Color. And we heard Was, Is, and Is to Come by Faith Healer. Before that, at number 17, down from number 14, is Cosmic Troubles.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20, and lots of great songs, lots of great albums coming your way over the next hour or so. We're already into the charts, and lots of great stuff you're hearing. We're taking a break from that, though. We're going to flip it over to Mike Roy, who is a partner with us here on The Earshot 20. For the last few weeks, he's been giving us, we've been swapping some interviews. He's giving us some stuff that he's doing for his show from the Boardwalk down in Sackville, New Brunswick, where Sappy Fest is happening, and rounding out our coverage of Sappy Fest is an interview he's done with partner. You're going to hear that right now on the Earshot 20.
So I am joined in studio right now with partner. It is José Caron and Lucy Niles. Did I say your last name right?
Mm-hmm.
I did? Okay. Mm-hmm. I added a little accent and everything. I wasn't
you
sure.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
From Dieppe.
Oh yeah, that's the French blood. It's the Acadian blood kicking in. Partner's gonna be playing at Sappy Fest this year for the first time, though both Lucy and Jose are Sappy. I don't know, veterans, I guess you could call them.
Yeah, yes. You could call us that.
Yeah, Sappy veterans. Yeah,
you can call us that.
To kick things off, I was wondering if you could tell me who is Partner. Tell me a little bit about your origin story of how you guys came together.
We came together.
I think the most important thing is that we came together and conceived.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Tell me about the birthing process that you came together conceived.
It was not painful. In fact, it was a perfectly natural birth. I think that like we started living together. Well, we had this like room where we would hang out.
Yeah.
And
in the room we thought of we've had a lot of good ideas over the years, and we kind of got around to putting them to song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just like we lived together and we had a lot of time to hang out, and we had a designated hangout room that was for nothing else except for hanging out.
Just us.
And there was like a guitar in it.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. And so you guys have been involved obviously in a lot of projects in Sackville with like the Mouth Breathers and Yellow Teeth. What did you want to do differently with Partner? Was there anything like creatively different that you wanted to do with this project, or was it like definitely something that just kind of was like, oh, you just want to turn change of scene from the projects we did before? And
we wanted to be more the boss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we definitely had an agenda.
We had a giant agenda. We didn't really have an agenda before.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just kind of like float along whatever was going on. And then we decided that we wanted to be uncompromising.
Mm-hmm. Uncompromising.
We wanted to be in control and not play weird shows. Weird people.
Not play weird shows and like sing about like exactly what we wanted to sing about, like, which was mostly things that like we talk about when no one else is around, or like,
yeah, we wanted to talk about our sexuality more.
Yeah, for one, we wanted thing. To figure out how to figure that in.
We were into being like coy before, but we're taking a new approach of mm-hmm. being whatever the opposite is.
Mm-hmm. And also in that Kim Gordon book, she has this line where she's like, people pay money to see people believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
like
about that.
And what I feel like that applies to Partner, or like that's something that I think about, is that like no one like wants to see someone who's like not sure about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so like Partner, we've sort of created the space and made a voice for ourselves wherein we can be uncompromisingly ourselves, and we can be like cocky about it, and
we're older now and we know what's going
yeah,
on more.
Yeah,
and we're two of the most confident people in Sackville.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we're
that's
really confident.
Like from the live shows that I've seen, I remember I think the first show I saw you guys at was at Stereophonic. You did a pop-up show, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But since the live sets that I've seen since then, I think that's like one of the highlights, is that you guys are confident act, but not in a way that's like, I don't know. I don't think it's like overly cocky or anything like that. I think it's just a confidence in yourself rather, and like as performers, and like you kind of know what your set's going to be like, but at the same time, it's like pretty welcoming to everybody. But at the same time, everyone's able to recognize that confidence pretty quickly. It's like a pretty apparent thing. So
thanks,
I think
Mike.
You've definitely nailed that component of your performance, if that's what one of your goals were. But
totally.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
Well, yeah, we used to be into like self-deprecation, but now like we realize that people will come to our shows and have fun.
It's also born of an exhaustion with that sort of like attitude and that like posturing and like never being able to say that you think you're good or that you've done a good job or whatever. And so it's kind of like standing up to that. And I want more people to be like, well, I want more like
people like us
to be able to be like, woohoo, and like accept their talents and, share them with people.
I mean, also, if we're going to just mostly spend all the time practicing a band, it's not like it's that cocky to admit that, like,
we've got our shit together. Yeah.
It's like we don't really do that much other stuff.
Yeah.
Other than go to work, so.
So.
Live and love.
That's wonderful. Those are, like, wonderful goals, I think, to have, to strive for as a musician. So, obviously, you're in the stages of putting together your debut record. How's the recording process been so far for that? Has it been tough? Has there been, like, challenges that have come up that were unforeseen or anything like that?
Well, it was so quick that, like, we just went hard for, like, 4 days.
No challenges that were unforeseen, no.
We've, like, recorded enough to know that it's just nothing but challenges.
A pain in the butt.
But it was virtually painless pain in the butt because Dave and Colleen
are
amazing.
Dave and Colleen.
They have really an infinite supply of patience and encouragement.
Mm-hmm. And they were really good at, like, if we had, like, an idea, they were good at telling us if it was, like, maybe not going to work or...
Also, Dave has, like, an encyclopedic knowledge of gear used on different records. So, like, we wanted one song to sound like Neil Young, and he's like, well, you're going to have to, like, we did something to the drums, and it was, like, sick.
Yeah, and also, like, the best thing about recording was getting to use Dave's rig. Have you seen, like, a Construction and Destruction set?
I have, yes, this past week where he played at,
Did he play that, like, SG-looking guitar?
Yeah.
It's a Gil.
Yeah, he did, yes.
Yeah, I got to play that through his, I think it's a Trainer, like, this old Trainer amp, but, like, the combination of those two rocks guitars together. Oh, my God. It's
he
just, like...
He's in the garbage, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a garbage guitar. But, yeah, salvaged, brought back to life, and it is, like...
Amazing.
It's like, it's so good.
And thanks to Mike Roy for that great interview. Right now, we're going to throw it over to a live performance that Mike recorded with Partner as part of his coverage for Savvy Fest and his show on the Boardwalk. And you can check all that out on their site and check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20 for more on that as well. Here they are right now, Partner on the Earshot 20, our Savvy Fest coverage, and the charts after this.
When I was a kid, I used to fix Eric. Luckily, my mom and dad were pretty easy to trick. I was biding my time until their house was on line. To do the one thing I really wanted to do, which was watching daytime TV while there's no one home to watch me. I'm hanging out with Maurice doing a paternity test. Are you the father? Well, it's anybody's guess. And give me Jerry Springer, Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy, and a TV dinner. I guess the best things in life come free, like watching daytime TV. TV while there's no one home to watch me. I'm hanging out with Maurice doing a paternity test. Are you the father? Well, it's anybody's guess. And give me Jerry Springer, Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy, and a TV dinner. Watching daytime TV Bridge. We'll be right back.
Shot 20. Number 15.
Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Everything Is a Mess is the new one from Fist City. Last week at number 19, it's now at number 14. And you heard a track called Surf's Up. Before that, we heard from Crosses. Their new one is called Low. It's on Telephone Explosion. It's down 10 spots to number 15. And you heard the track Interlocutor.
All right, we've got a couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we're going to get right into it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
Here's a problem I wish Anthony had. It's called Can't Keep Checking My Phone by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Their new one, Sit Still, at number 13 on Jag Jaguar. You're about to hear a selection from Multi Love.
Oh, after I tried to talk to you, talk, but when I find my way back, way, now that it seems like just a dream, anyway, at the toll of track two, track, after I tried to talk to you, talk, but when I find my way back, way, now that it seems like just a dream, anyway.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Shot 20.
That was Rennie Wilson re-entering the charts. This is his new release on Mint Records, Punk Explosion Extension, and you heard a track called Escaping Alive. The Night of the First Snow by Napeyes, Wine of the Mystic, came out last year, but it has been reissued both in Canada and the United States, including on You've Changed Records, and it debuts at number 12. And sitting still at number 13 this week, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Multi-Love, you heard Can't Keep Checking My Phone.
All right, that does it for the first 10 of the top 20 this week. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and the countdown is just getting started. We still have 10 more to come in the next hour of the program. Stephen Karlick joins us again as well. Big thanks to Mike Roy for the interview to round out our Sappy Fest coverage for that great festival. Again, the festival happening weekend July 31st to August 2. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go grab them. And if there's no tickets left, well, that's your loss. You should make sure to get them next year, because a lot lots of great acts every year at that festival. As I said, it is the Earshot 20, and this show is recorded and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick. It's every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might be hearing us on there. You may also be hearing us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And stick around because in the next hour, the top 10 and so much more. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.